Yevamos, Perakei, Mishnevov. This is a continuation of Dinim that we had a few Mishnayos ago. Cholatz, V'osa Maimer. He did a Chalitza. After Chalitza L'Chayr, there's nothing. Once there's a Chalitza, so you already have a Pnuya. She's Mamish. There's nothing. There are no options anymore to be done. Osa Maimer, Nosen Get, to Boal, Oi. Boal, V'osa Maimer. The nosan get, even the beilah is nothing. Why? Because the chalitza was already mafkir zikas yam. They didn't make that after chalitza. There's some type of klapi beilah. She's a regular pnuya, and the beilah is grada also deraisa kim shalebana shuv la yivne. Is enacha chalitza klum? That's pashut. Now the mishnah adds a knetch. Ben betchila, ben beemtza, ben basoif. Betchila means the case the way we just said it. Cholatz was the first thing. So after that, everything is nothing because she's a regular pnuya. There's no yibum story here anymore. Ben be'emtza, he gave, let's say, a get. Now the get weakened the zikas yabim, so she's not anymore eligible for yibum. Okay, but then it was cholatz. The chalitza then deraisa certainly finished everything off. Even mid derabbanon after the chalitza l'chayre ain't klum. So Mela, let's say, if he made Maimer after the Chalitza, even though there was a get before, Vasat Seton. The Chalitza now is Mavki and Gansen. And that's it. End of story. The Maimer is nothing. Ben Basoif. Here there's already a Tosefes Chiddush. Basoif means that he made Taka made Maimer. Then he gave a get. So the get took off the Maimer. And then he was Cholitz. So there's nothing after the Chalitza. So then if he turned around, now the Chalitza, Midaraisa, she's a Pnuya. Even Midarabonon, the Chalitza Klum. If after the Chalitza, he goes ahead and he does Maimer, the Chalitza already knocked off the whole story. There's nothing here. So the Chalitza, that's Pashut. Now the Mishnah adds another din. Vahabi'ilo, Bizman Shehi Bitchilo. When the Be'ilah was l'chadchila and she's a regular Nasus Kishul l'choldova like a regular Nisyabmo, ain't achareo klum. You give her a get, it's a get of an Ashes of a regular Ashes. You give to one of the other Tzores, it's meaningless. You give her Chalitza is also meaningless. It's nothing, she's a regular Ashes ish. Be'emtza u'basoif, here's not so poshut. Yesh achareo klum, something is going on. What's the case? If let's say he gave the chalutza, not the chalutza, he gave the yevama a get. So again, deraisa it's nothing. The get weakens, and now she's not eligible for yibum. Now that he's bo'leo, the be'ilo will give it the name that we used the Mishnah before. Chalitza psula will say the same thing. It's a be'ilo psula. The be'ilo psula of now does not get to the bottom of the story. It's not masakin the whole the ganze geschäft. Since it's after a get, the Be'ila now is not Mekayim the Din Yibum and Gansin. If he then does Maimar, then you're going to have a problem. Or Basoif. What happens if he gives a get and then he does Maimar? So again, after the get, if it would just be the Maimar, the Be'ila would be fine. But after the get, she's not eligible for Yibum. Now that he's Boil, it's a Be'ila Psula, and Memela, the Be'ila doesn't take away the Gansa Zikas Yabmin. Since it's a Bia Psula, the Zikas Yabmim, and she needs Chalitza. She needs Chalitza. We take away the Yibam option. A Bi'ilo Psula doesn't take away the Gansi Zikas Yabmim, she needs Chalitza. Kolshken, if there's another Tzora there, clap it on the Tzora. Avada needs Chalitza. And the Chem Yoimer, Achas Bi'ilo, the Achas Chalitza, Ben Bitchilo, Ben Be'emtza, Ben Besoif, Ein Achareo Klum. He holds that even though it was after a get, the Be'ilah, since the Be'ilah did their Isa, they didn't take away the efficacy, they didn't take away what the Be'ilah shaft. If the Be'ilah did their Isa shaft that she's Nasi Ishla L'choldova, that's the whole story over here. Even though it was after a get, and it shouldn't have been Miyabim, it's a Yibim Psula, but Cholzois, after that, let's say the Maimer that he would do in the other Tzora is meaningless. All he has is now the Nasi Ishla L'choldova, the Be'ilah, and she needs a get, like a regular Ishas Ish. Now, the Pashtus is that what Reb Nechemya is being chelik on is that there's no such thing as a Be'ilo Psula. A Be'ilo, even though it's after a get, L'chor, it's a Be'ilo Psula, but it does take off the Zikas Yab. That's L'chor what he's saying, and this is the way Rashi learns, the way the Rav brings it. Tosfos learns that way. Other Rishonim, Ramban, V'chulei, they learn that even if Nechemya holds that a bi'ilo psula doesn't take away the need for chalitza. Yeah, it's not a ganze yibum. It doesn't take off the zikuzim. You need a chalitza, of course, midirabonan. Just legabi maimar. Maimar is a marriage. So after bi'ilo, what should I say? You're going to do another marriage of yibum. You already did a marriage of yibum. You have bi'ilo. You could say that it doesn't take off in ganze zikuzim. Yami, you need chalitza, but you can't say you need maimer. So the other Rishonim watered down this the machlokes between the Nechemya and the Tanakam. We finished Perikam Gamliel now, which is really a lot of the cheshbonis of Yevomis, and now we're moving on to a different inyan. Perik Shishi Mishnah Aleph. Habal Yevimtoy. This introduces an idea that we've had, and it's really an important idea in Yevomis. We haven't had it in the Halacha Lamaisa. And that is that since a Yevomo is Kuka Liyibum, so it doesn't need the regular Maisa Kinyin of a Yevom being Koino Yevomo, like, let's say, like a Kiddushin. Kiddushin for Shteitzach, that there's no way for an Ish to be Koino an Isha without Das of the Ish, and of course Das of the Isha. There's no Maisa Kiddushin without. The same way, there isn't a possibility that Reuven could be kind of Shimon's house without Das Shimon. So Dava Pashut comes along Yevomis, and the Gemara calls it Min HaShemayim Hiknu Loi. Be'etzim the Kinyan is there. The Zikas Yabim is an Ishus, and that's why Yesh Zika. If you hold Yesh Zika, the Pshat is that it creates an Isser. The Pshat is there is something there. It's not consummated. It's not finished off. But because of that, the Kinyan of Yibum doesn't have to go the regular route of Das Makna with Das Koina. And therefore, the Mishnah says a chiddush din. The Torah says Yevom Yovi Aleh Lekocha Aleh Leisha, that he's koineh her bal kocho haba al yevimtoy. He did a ma'aseh bia ben b'shoygeg ben b'meizid. Shoygeg would mean that he thought she was another woman. He thought it was his wife. Ben b'meizid, he had no kavana. What's wrong with b'meizid? B'meizid means to be a deer. No, he had no yedia. Not yedia. He wasn't miskaven the mitzvahs yibum. We had earlier in the perek, we had the musig of Abishol, where Abishol holds that maybe that wouldn't be chal. But Lamaisa, the Mishnah is saying not that way. The Mishnah is saying, Ben B'mezi is not mechavan l'shem mitzvah, mach nisht ois, even if it's l'shem znus, it's koina akinyi yibam. Ben B'oinis, even he was ma'anis her, Ben B'rotzen, she did want. Afilu hu shoygig v'hi mezido, what's the afilu in that? There's a kavan of his znus. He's mechalal mat mechavin. She's mechavin l'shem znus. Who makes it? He's mechavin l'shem znus. V'hi shegeges, and she doesn't even know what she's doing. Who honest v'hi loyanusa? Obviously, that's even better. He's an honest, and she's not an anusa. He anusa v'hu loyanus. Why does he have to speak out these cases? Not so partial. Echad ha-ma'ora v'echad ha-goymed. This is a different din. Ma'ora is a hascholas bia. V'echad ha-goymer is a gemar ma'ase bia. The halach is koina. Even a tchilas ma'ase is koina. The chiddush over here is that tchilas ma'ase bia is not roi. The Torah says that the yibum is lahakim lachiv shem. L'chayra tchilas bia is not roi lahakim lachiv. She won't become a meuberes. Aide tchilas bia afil lahakim. The ma'ase bia yivam yovi aleo. The Gemara understands really the subject of the sugya and avchof. That the Maisa Bia stands and he has to be a Roy Liyibu. That means from the Pasuk Asher Teled, we learn out that he has to be Boil of Bi'ilo of a person who's a Bar Zera. So Moshe Osiris is not, again, Islandist is not, also no Chalos Yibu. If she's a Besula and Ein Isha Misabez Mi Besula Rishayna, the Yibum is a Yibum. I, right now, this Maisa Bia, it's not Roy Leila, it doesn't have to be. So the same thing is true also by a Tchilas Bia, that the Tchilas Bia is considered a Maisa Bia. L'moshel, l'gabi Arayis, Tchilas Bia Kesoif Bia. L'gabi Chavi Christus, Chavi Misa. We learn out of Psukim. So over here also, Yivom Yovele, B'chol Mokoyim, the Maisa Bia is a Maisa Bia that's koiner, even though before it's not Roy Lezria. It's interesting. The Rav brings on this din of L'cholak Ben Bia, Labia, the Rav brings a pasuk that's really a sugya in Sanhedrin. It says over there, the pasuk in Pashas Arayis, Mishkevei Isha, Magid HaKosuv Sheshtei Mishkevei Yesh B'Isha. There's a Bia Gemurin, there's a Ascholas Bia. Both of them have a din of Bia Sarayis. Tes Yom Tov is Matmiya, L'Chor, he skips what's, I mean, that sugya is a sugya L'Gabi Pashas Arayis. Over here, in Yibum, the discussion is not so much arayus. The discussion is legabe, is it a maisa kinyan to fear ois the yibam and it's nas kish to lechol dova. Lav dafka, that's tzugishdol to pashas arayus. And there is the maisa brais in the gemara bayos. Yivomi yovi ala kedarko ulekocha shalai kedarko. So, to quote Tezion, Vamayshav kule joshazu, doshu demishkeve isha. Havale lefash minyan beis legabe kol arayis. That's in Perek Beis. Legabe the din of arayis. You say tchilas bia kisoyf bia. So the Sam, the Rav speaks out also that this din, that echra ma'orav echra goymer, is kona. The Rav speaks out v'zocha benachlo. V'yoytziz beget in bol lohitziya. That means the din yivin is niskai naskish lochodov, she's yotzo beget. The Rav has to add v'zocha benachlo. Before Hashem say, because mechadesi that's how gantza ma'isakinya legabe kol dinei. Legabi kol dinei yibum, so he has to be moist of that. There's one other point to make over here. Taisyanta brings that the Gemara has a problem when you say ben ba'inis, ben birotzoin. What does it mean ba'inis? There's no such thing as a maisa bia. Ain't kishel ledas, there's no such thing as a maisa bia without das. So the Taisyanta brings from the Gemara, you have to say that he was niskam l'ishtiv, niskashtiv, tokvoso yivimtoi. So Mela, he was bidas on being a boil, but not being boiled this woman. Okay, these are the cases. And again, the idea over here is like we're saying that the kinyan of yibum is a maisa that's not the regular maisa kinyan. The kinyan tutzach von sich allein. As long as the maisa yibum is done, we might add a famous shtickle. We'll see it later on by Chalitza also. Normally, when a person gets married, Maisa Kedushin, or Maisa Gerushin. You can give a get, or you could be Mekadosh and Isha, but tonight, it should rain tomorrow, but tonight that Ploini goes to the moon. Whatever tonight you want to make, you can make. In Yibum, it's L'cho'oirim Mavur that's not Shaykh Adin tonight. We'll see later on, there's another Nusuch, it's Milsa Balesa B'Shlichus, but just to make the point, tonight means that I want to buy something, and I'm the balabos of what I buy. I'm the boss of what I buy or what I don't buy. So I can make tnoim because the whole thing is in my power. The yibum, klapi the yom, he's not the boss on it. The halach is if he does the maise yibum, if the maise bi is done between the yom and yivimta, he's kono. It's not his chalois, mishamayim hiknulo. It's the same idea. We'll say another example of the same idea is that Reb Chaim talks about this in Sefer. Mo'id Yitochin, one does not need a dekium. Even though Ein Dovish Rebbe Pachs Mishtayim, if a get does not have two Eidim on the Gerushin or two Eidim on the Kedushin, it's not Chal. Not only can't you prove it in Bezin, it's not Chal. We call that a dekium. That halacha does not exist by Yibum. Reb Chaim brings a machlokes Rishonim, but just to explain the Nemuki Yosef that goes this way, the Pshat is also Eide Kiyum is necessary when a Mekadesh or a Megarish is creating a Dovish of Erva. Over here it's Menashamayim. The Rebbein Shem created it. The Torah created it. He does the Maisa. On the Maisa itself, you don't need Eide Kiyum. Only on the creating the Chalois over here is created Menashamayim. Menashamayim Hiknulot. We'll convert it on the same idea.